You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, we took a look at vaping through educational resources supplied by the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation. This week, we are revisiting the subject through the lens of it being a harm reduction tool and the importance of regulating this market in New Zealand. Currently, regulations are at a standstill in New Zealand Parliament with little word on what we will have to look at with the proposed regulations. The crux of this can be summarized in Question Time with Associate Health Minister Jenny Salza and ACT Party Leader David Seymour.
Mr. Speaker, currently vaping products and e-cigarettes are entirely unregulated here. Our communities, including parents, schools and principals, have expressed concerns that these nicotine products are being marketed directly and sold to our children and young people. Cabinet has previously agreed on amendments to the Smoke-Free Environments Act 1990 that strikes a balance between adults who want to stop smoking while ensuring that they aren't marketed and sold to our children. This includes the ability to restrict flavours that attract children and young people to vaping. We're working through some final, minor and technical issues. However, it is still my intention to introduce this bill to the House shortly.
Had she listened to those parents, teachers and principals when she said on the 9th of June this year, quote, "Some people worry that vaping might be a gateway to smoking for young people, but there is no clear evidence for this."
Mr. Speaker, we know from evidence that vaping is very effective, especially for adult smokers, to switch from smoking to non-smoking. The evidence is still being gathered at the moment for whether or not it is a gateway for young people. But Mr. Speaker, the issue that we have is vaping is not regulated in our country. Right now, the smoking rates for our young people has really, really reduced to just under 2%. It is our intention to ensure that we regulate vaping, but also that we ensure our young people are not attracted to vaping if they are not attracted to smoking. We do not want our country to be smoke-free. We also want to ensure that it is vape-free.
So is the minister saying that youth smoking rates are at a record low? There is no evidence that vaping is a gateway to smoking, and yet she wants to regulate vaping, effectively putting tobacco back on a level playing field with it.
Far too long, and the member can count.
Mr. Speaker, prohibiting vaping in smoke-free areas is a precautionary measure that has already been agreed to by Cabinet. Increasing visibility of vaping, Mr. Speaker, is something that we think would help normalise it. We want to ensure that our young people, especially those who are now not smoking anymore, do not actually take up vaping instead. We know that nicotine is in vaping. It is an addictive substance. Mr. Speaker, one of the reasons why we're introducing regulation to ensure we regulate vaping is to ensure that too many of our young people do not take up this new habit.
Now, following on from that, Hapai Te Hora reached out following last week's coverage of vaping, wanting to make sure that vaping was viewed through the lens of a harm reduction tool. CEO of Hapai Te Hora and Acting Kai Whakahare of the National Tobacco Control Advocacy Service, Sula Hart, joined me to discuss this further and started off by telling me a bit about how she views the conversation of vaping in New Zealand right now.
And as an organisation, we made a stand a few years ago to be one strong voice that would advocate for and support access to vaping as a harm reduction tool, as one of a suite of many different tools that can support current people who smoke the opportunity to have a pathway to quit.
So in terms of vaping products, have you seen a major reduction of smoking with the help of those tools?
The evidence is emerging. I don't have that on hand right in front of me. But what I can say is that we are seeing many people switching. So there are programs already currently in operation across the country that are supporting people who were currently addicted to combustible tobacco over to vaping. And so that in itself is a win for us. If we can move people off this harmful product that has over 4,000 chemicals in it to something that is delivering straight nicotine to their system, which is the addictive substance that they are needing to cope, then that is a win for us. Obviously and ultimately we want everyone to be free from everything, but in an ideal world we're not quite there yet.
So a lot of the concern is about rangatahi getting involved with vaping quite young. Is that a concern for your organisation as well?
It's a concern for me first and foremost that we have rangatahi that are smoking combustible tobacco. Alongside that, yes, we are also concerned around people who haven't smoked before or haven't vaped before, picking those up. What we do really need, though, is regulation to come through from Parliament. We know that there's a hold currently on the vaping regulations by the Associate Minister of Health, Jenny Salesa, and so we're waiting, holding our breath and waiting for those to be urgently pushed through this term. Obviously, we're in an election year, and so we really want to see some action. We've been waiting and waiting since last year for those regulations. I think that's what will be key to ensuring that we protect our rangatahi from unnecessary marketing as well as promotion of these products that should be directed at adult smokers currently and not those that are that were never smokers or vapers.
Mm. In your opinion, what kind of regulations are you really looking to see from government at the minute?
We want to ensure that there is a standard of production. So that's ensuring that the vape juices, that the vape tools are of a quality standard. I think that there is some self-regulating going on within the current vaping industry. We're not just talking about tobacco and vaping when we're talking about regulations needed to protect our future generations. This is just one of many things that we advocate for. We do also want to ensure that at point of sale there is support for those that are going to be using these tools effectively and efficiently. And so at the moment when we have no regulations, there is they can be sold from anywhere, from a $2 shop, from a dairy, from a supermarket, wherever they may be placed. They're just a normal product at this current moment with no regulation. And so we're a little bit worried about that, and we really want to call on our decision makers and our members of parliament to really push this through very quickly.
Mm. In terms of the vaping market, it in some areas seems to target rangatahi quite a lot in terms of flavors that are being put out, like cinnamon buns, or the colors that are being used, like bright pink vapes that we're seeing. Do you think we should be seeing a change and a shift towards products that don't look or are sold like that?
I think that that is absolutely something that should be covered off in the regulations. We want to ensure that these products are targeted for current adults who smoke, and so there should be no need for colours or names that might entice our younger generations. In saying that, that could be one of the areas that the government looks at in regards to putting a numbering system or something along the plain packaging lines that we've done in tobacco, is removing all branding of our packaging of tobacco. Could we do the same for vaping? I think that the cohort of people who we're really targeting is for this as a quick tool, don't need to be influenced by colours or names. They're there for, and we're really mindful that flavours are something that bring our current adult smokers through the doors. That's one of the things that is quite attractive, because if we're looking at restricting flavours, which is one of the things that was brought up as part of the legislation, that might then turn people back to tobacco, and that would be an ultimate failure in this whole change of system for our current smokers, is that if we can take them off the taste of tobacco or menthol and we're moving them to something that might make them feel a little less connected to picking up another cigarette in a month's time, that might be a really good one for us. But being mindful of the marketing that surrounds that, and so how do we get a plain packaging system or some sort of system that protects our youth and teenagers, and also our tamariki, from being exposed to the colours and the names that might really make them get intrigued and interested about it.
That was CEO of Hape Te Hora and Acting Kai Whakahare of the National Tobacco Control Advocacy Service, Sula Hart.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.